Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dive deep on something that's been in the news a lot, TikTok and their work to build trust, especially when it comes to younger users. I think this is relevant for everyone, whether you're on TikTok every day or just kind of watching from the sidelines. We're looking at a recent interview with TikTok's CEO, Shou Chu, at the Apex CEO Summit. WebPro News covered it just a few days ago, on November 18th, 2024, to be exact. And Chu doesn't hold back. He actually says TikTok is working to become, quote, one of the most trusted companies in the world, end quote. So let's unpack that a bit and see what's really going on.
Yeah, that's a pretty big statement, especially with how people feel about social media right now. I'm definitely interested to hear how they plan to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And Chu knows there are some challenges out there. He says getting that trust back, it takes more than just talk. He's really pushing transparency and collaboration. What do you think about that? Especially with all the attention TikTok's been getting.
Well, transparency is really key if you want to build trust. It lets users and regulators kind of peek behind the curtain, you know, see how decisions are made, how data is handled, how content is moderated.
Right, like opening up the kitchen and showing everyone how the sausage gets made. And speaking of that, Chu also talked about protecting younger users. And this is where it gets interesting, because he brings up his own experience as a parent of three kids. He even said it keeps him up at night.
Oh, wow. That personal connection definitely changes things. It makes it feel like TikTok's approach to safety isn't just corporate policy. It's coming from a parent who's genuinely worried.
Yeah, exactly. And he laid out some specific safeguards that TikTok's put in place. The first one, no kids under 13 allowed. That's their hard limit. But we've all heard stories about younger kids getting on social media anyway. How effective are these age checks, really? And what about the role of parents in all of this?
It's a good question. Age checks are a good start, but you can't catch everything. It's kind of like whack-a-mole. Parents have to be involved, but then it raises another question. Should platforms be doing more to help parents out? Or is it just the parents' job to keep an eye on their kids online? It's a tough balance.
Totally. So besides the age limit, TikTok also says they have other protections for users under 17. No live streaming, limited screen time. Their content isn't pushed as widely. They're basically creating a more controlled space for teenagers. And then there's parental controls. Parents can set limits on their teens' accounts and see what they're doing. Sounds good in theory, but how much of this depends on parents being tech savvy and proactive?
That's the real question, isn't it? You can have all the safety features in the world, but if parents don't know about them or use them, they won't do much. This really shows why platforms like TikTok need to not only build these features, but also teach parents about them.
Okay, so let's talk about the big one, content moderation. Chu was upfront about this, talking about how TikTok is trying to deal with inappropriate content. It's a constant fight, isn't it?
It really is. It's like trying to stop a flood with a tiny bucket. You have the sheer amount of content going up every second. Then you have to figure out what inappropriate even means. And then you have to find it and take it down quickly and accurately.
Chu says specifically that TikTok is fighting things like misinformation, manipulation, hate speech, basically anything that could cause harm. What do you think about how they're doing with that? We see all these headlines about bad content slipping through on these platforms.
Well, it's a constant back and forth. Platforms are always making new tools and algorithms to catch this stuff. But the people who are spreading it are always finding ways around those safeguards too. One of the hardest things is context. Something might be fine in one situation, but totally harmful in another.
So it's not just about keywords or spotting images. It's about understanding language and culture and context.
Exactly. And that's where human judgment is still necessary. AI is getting really good, but it still struggles with those subtle interpretations. Platforms need teams of real people who can make those nuanced calls.
And those teams must be huge. Considering how much content goes up on platforms like TikTok every day, millions, maybe even billions of posts and videos, how do they even start to manage all of that?
It's a massive undertaking. They lean heavily on a mix of AI and human review. The AI is the first line of defense flagging stuff that might be breaking the rules. And then human moderators step in to make the final decision, whether to remove it, limit its reach, or let it stay up. It's kind of wild to think about a company like TikTok with all the scrutiny they face actually working to build trust. It's like they're walking this tightrope, trying to keep users happy, regulators satisfied, and even their own employees who might have ethical concerns.
It's like they're trying to change the game. What it means to be a responsible social media platform, especially after all the drama we've seen in the past few years.
Their focus on being transparent is a bold move, especially in an industry that's often criticized for being secretive.
And I think their emphasis on working together is key. They're basically admitting they don't have all the answers. And they're willing to listen to different perspectives. It's not just a trust us situation. It's more like a let's figure this out together thing. What are your thoughts on this collaborative approach?
I think it's essential. These issues are too complex for anyone to handle alone. Platforms need to work with experts, people who specialize in child psychology, education, data privacy, even law enforcement. And they need to be talking to policymakers to make sure what they're doing lines up with the rules.
And we can't forget about the users. TikTok's known for having really engaged users, and those users have valuable insights. How can platforms effectively use that feedback and make it part of their decision making?
That's a great question. One way is to create clear channels for user feedback. Things like in-app reporting tools, surveys, or even focus groups. They can also use social listening tools to monitor what people are saying on and off the platform, to spot emerging trends or concerns.
Sounds like they're trying to create an actual conversation, not just dictating from the top down. Do you think this could be a model for other social media platforms? Could TikTok's actions ripple through the industry?
It's definitely possible. We've seen before how one big platform doing something can change the whole game, like how Apple's privacy changes shook up the advertising world. If TikTok proves that this commitment to transparency and collaboration leads to real results, you know, increased trust, better safety outcomes, more responsible data handling, other platforms might feel pressure to follow suit, either to stay competitive or to avoid looking bad in the public eye.
It's almost like a race to the top.
Yeah.
The more users demand these things, the more platforms will have to adapt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Consumer pressure is a powerful force for change. As people become more aware of their digital rights and the potential risks of social media, they're going to demand more accountability from the platforms they use.
Okay, so we've talked about transparency and collaboration, but what about the actual nuts and bolts of building trust? Are there specific things TikTok is doing beyond those broad principles?
They've been putting a lot of resources into AI and machine learning to find and remove harmful content more effectively. This technology can analyze text, images, even audio, to identify patterns that might indicate violations of their policies.
So it's not just about catching keywords anymore. It's about understanding the context and intent behind the content.
Right. And that's where AI is really useful. It can handle massive amounts of data and spot subtle patterns that humans might miss. But it's not a perfect solution. AI still struggles with nuanced judgments, especially when it comes to things like satire humor or cultural references.
So they still need human moderators to make those final calls.
Absolutely. And they're also trying to make their algorithms more transparent. This has been a big problem for the industry for a long time. Users want to know why they're seeing what they're seeing, and they deserve to have that information.
You know, it makes you think. Have you ever been scrolling through your For You page and wondered, how did TikTok know I wanted to see cat videos today? Or why am I suddenly seeing all this political stuff when I usually just watch cooking tutorials? Okay. Understanding how these algorithms work could help us understand how these personalized recommendations happen.
It's about giving users more control over their online experience, empowering them to understand how the platform works and how their data is being used.
This transparency is a good step, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. How do we make sure this transparency leads to actual benefits for users? How do we make it actionable?
That's where education comes in. Platforms have to make this information easy to understand for the average person. They need to explain how their algorithms work in a way that's clear and simple.
So it's not just about giving people the data. It's about making that data meaningful.
Exactly. They need to give users the tools and knowledge to make informed decisions about their privacy and how they use the platform.
And that brings us back to collaboration. Platforms need to work with educators, researchers, even journalists, to make sure this information is being shared accurately and effectively.
It's a multifaceted approach. Technology, transparency, education, collaboration, all these things are essential for building trust online.
But let's be real. Even with all this work, platforms like TikTok still face huge challenges. It's a constantly changing environment with new threats and vulnerabilities popping up all the time.
Definitely. It's a never-ending game. As soon as platforms come up with new protections, people who want to exploit the system will find new ways to do it.
We've seen it with misinformation, hate speech, harassment, the list goes on. What are some of the biggest challenges platforms are facing with content moderation, and how are they adapting?
One of the biggest challenges is scale. Platforms like TikTok have billions of users uploading millions of pieces of content every day. It's impossible for human moderators to keep up with that volume. even with the help of AI.
So how do they decide what to prioritize? How do they decide what's okay and what crosses the line?
They have to develop clear content guidelines that outline what is and isn't allowed. These guidelines need to be comprehensive and adaptable to keep up with emerging trends and changing social norms.
But even with clear guidelines, there will always be gray areas, content that falls into a subjective zone where reasonable people might disagree.
Exactly. That's why it's so important for platforms to have strong appeal processes. If a user thinks their content was taken down unfairly, they should have a clear and easy way to challenge that decision.
It's about having checks and balances to prevent censorship and protect freedom of expression, while also stopping harm and abuse.
It's a tough balance. Platforms are trying to create a digital public square where different voices can be heard, but they also have a responsibility to make sure that space is safe and inclusive for everyone.
This is a really important point.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we as users fit into all of this? We've talked about what platforms are doing, but what about our role? It's easy to feel like these problems are so big that what we do doesn't really matter.
I get that, but it's just not true. We're not just watching content. We're actually shaping the online world. Every comment, every share, it all adds up.
So you're saying that even small things can make a difference.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things we can do is to think critically about the information we see and share.
You mean like not believing everything we see online?
Exactly. We have to develop those critical thinking skills. Don't just accept things at face value. Ask questions, double check things, think about where the information is coming from. It's like being an online detective.
So fact checking is important. But what about the things we share ourselves? How can we help stop the spread of misinformation or harmful content?
Before you hit that share button, take a second to think. Is this information accurate? Is it from a trustworthy source? Could it be harmful or misleading? It's about taking responsibility for what we put out there.
It sounds like you're saying we should be more cautious and deliberate online.
Exactly. And it's not just about being cautious. It's about being respectful, too. The internet can feel kind of wild sometimes. But we got to remember, there are real people on the other side of the screen.
You're talking about basic human decency, right?
Yeah.
Treating people online how we'd want to be treated in person.
Exactly. It's about being empathetic and understanding. Before you post that snarky comment or get into a heated argument, ask yourself, would I say this to someone's face? If the answer is no, maybe you shouldn't say it online either.
It's about remembering that words have power online and offline.
And that power can be used for good or for bad. It's our choice. We can add to the negativity and hate that's already online, or we can be part of the solution.
Okay, so we need to be more aware of what we're reading, what we're sharing, and how we're interacting with others. What else can we do to help build a more trustworthy internet?
We can support groups that are working to promote online safety and digital literacy. There are so many organizations out there doing amazing work.
Like what kind of organization?
Well, there's Common Sense Media. They give parents and teachers resources and information on how to navigate the digital world safely. There's the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They're working hard to fight online child exploitation. And groups like Connect Safely are focused on promoting healthy online habits for young people.
So we can donate to these groups? Volunteer our time, or even just tell people about them.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of just talking about these things with people you know, friends, family, coworkers. The more we talk about it and bring it into the open, the more we can push for change.
It's about making online safety part of our everyday lives, not just something we think about when there's a big scandal or news story.
Right. And last but not least, remember you have a voice. You can contact your elected officials and support policies that create a safer, more trustworthy online world. We can hold platforms accountable and demand better protections for users.
It's good to remember that we're not helpless in all of this. We can make a difference.
We absolutely can. Every choice we make, no matter how small, shapes the internet.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into TikTok's work to build trust, it's clear this goes way beyond just one platform. It's about all of us taking responsibility for online safety. It's about creating a digital world where everyone feels safe, respected, and empowered.
That's a world worth fighting for.
Absolutely. On that note, we'll leave you with this. How will you help build that world? Think about it, talk about it, and most importantly, do something about it. Until next time, keep diving deep.